I want to take you to James, chapter 5. If you look at the beginning of it, he's really talking about the mighty, those that are rich, etc. And he's really giving them a heads up and a warning. But then in verse 7, he says, "Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers." There's your sword. Because that was very, very strong when I was reading that. And I kept thinking about, you know, the fault, the basis of that little comment that I made earlier about selfishness and a number of levels of it. And the book that I quoted to you was a book that I read many years ago, The Kingdom Cult of Self. And when I read it, I'll be very honest with you, it made me aware of many areas that could be let go and letting God take over. Because we have a tendency to go with the knowledge of good and evil. And I remind you that that tree is the darkness. It's not God. So the knowledge of good, we supposedly think we can do pretty well. But the knowledge of evil, we think we got it down pat. But we don't. So don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, which is where we should be concentrating on. We should be giving out mercy and compassion. But sometimes we want to give out the law. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth, or by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned. Well, I remember when the Holy Spirit began to teach me about this particular verse. Let your yes be yes and let your no be no, and don't try to justify it. Because when you try to justify your position, all you're doing is you're falling into a plan of darkness and pride. And God is not happy when we're going into all this self-mechanism, and he's really looking for us to humble ourselves and to pick up the darkness that you see all around you and all your brothers and sisters. And I stress that, all. That includes those that are closest as well as the ones that are further away. And when you become the intercessor, in case you think that you don't need to intercede, the scripture says Jesus is ever interceding for us. So think about it. If he is still sitting at Papa's right hand interceding for us, we must need it. Or else we're already perfected. As far as I'm concerned, I still see an awful lot of grave clothes holding on to me. A lot of things that I would like to get rid of that I find coming back, and to be honest with you, they only smell death. But many, many times I feel helpless because I'd like to clean my own act up, and I know that if I do that, I'm going to be in trouble. Do I have any friends out there? So, The real press is to really cry out to the Lord so that you can become what he's called you to be in maturity. Now, the mature saints don't grumble against each other. And they're not trying to justify themselves. They'll run to the Lord. They'll see a problem. And they'll run back and find a way to intercede until the victory has arrived. How long does it take before you get there? Well, it depends on how many times you plan to go around the same mountain. I don't like going around the mountain. And I had a person in my life several years back that just thinking about their bad habit would kind of make my skin crawl. Anybody got somebody around that irritates you that way? Well, they were placed by God's plan right smack in front of me 24/7. And that was 7 plus 7 plus 7 for many, many months. And I said to the Lord, this time, I am not going to be a complainer. And I made a real request for grace from God to be a servant. I hated their bad choices and habits, and yet I was confronted with it every day. And how many know when you get older, sometimes your patience goes a little bit on the scale of, anybody know it varies? Okay. I told the Lord it didn't matter how old I was or how young I was. What mattered was that I would be a servant and I would keep my mouth shut. I found myself biting my tongue. Anybody related with that? Biting my tongue and doing the work that they did not do. Choosing to get happy as I was doing it as unto the Lord. And you know what? The grumbling that I found, which was present, by the way. How many know it can be in your thought life? And the irritation and the fire that was going on inside of me, I could either let that fire come out of my mouth and start destroying. James chapter 3. You have the power of life and death in your mouth. It's up to you. Or I could begin to intercede until the victory. The victory came, and I said to the Lord, I never want to go around this mountain again. And when the test was over, I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, Lord, do I get a passing mark or is this got to start again? Because I don't see myself. Come on, you guys. I can't be the only one that can't see myself. Okay? I don't see myself. I don't hear myself. Sometimes I hear the echo later because somebody will repeat it. But the reality was, he said, I had improved in my servanthood. Do you hear me? I had improved. Did he say I passed the test? No. Because I'm sure that there are other levels that I needed to see that I wasn't ready to see. Above all, brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth, or by anything else. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. I don't want the condemnation. I don't want it on myself. I don't want it on anybody in around me. And what I've had to learn, and I say this in all respect, I've had to learn that a servant doesn't question how many times you have to do something. And that's male or female. It doesn't matter. It doesn't question. It just simply just bows and does the work, whatever it happens to be. Now, it may not be in your timing and it may not be in your mood at the moment, but you know what? You're better off to just do it as unto the Lord, because then you will bring peace. And when you're in peace inside of you, you will radiate that peace to others. Amen? Put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, I need your grace. I need a commitment in my own heart. Formed by your Holy Spirit. Because you are my personal counsel. You're the only one that knows everything about me. I don't want to be grumbling anymore. St. James was speaking truth. He was trying to make us mature. And that's what I would like. I'd like to grow up and be more mature. Give me that grace tonight. For the next season. Especially starting tomorrow. For the feast officially starts tomorrow at sundown. Give me that grace during the entire feast so that I can mature and be a blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. So we're going to lay the sword down, huh, kiddo? To be honest with you, I had forgotten that was there. That's what he showed me this afternoon. So be a blessings to each other. Are there any